My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Thing seems like a good idea after you've had a few. Yeah, that's this show.
Riding in my car, and I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink. And I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just gotta call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We are at now what is called, Mike, Finn's Upwater Park. So many people here in the ATL and surrounding area know it as Margaritaville at Lanier Islands. But, guys, it is a very beautiful day out here. We're out here for day three of our summer games, which will be cornhole. Literally, Mike and I can see the field from here.
Yes.
With the sand area right here by the beach. But we're going to be out here hanging out. And if you're up here, stop by and say hello. What is the name? Where are we at exactly, Mike?
Say again?
Paradise Cantina.
Paradise Cantina, just to the left of the Tiki Bar, if you're coming from the water park side. And, man, it is filled up. I mean, there are a few spaces available. Of course, they have a trolley to take you from the big parking lot, Carl. But what a scene. A lot of folks just spending the weekend up here. Folks have got the pass for the summer, getting it in, playing a little hooky on a Friday. And as you said, I was talking with our host, and we were talking about this earlier. Being up here, the old days, I remember coming up when it was Falcons Camp first opened up here at Flowery Branch, the old Renaissance Pine Isle. And to your point, how this thing is just exploding. Yes. So millions of things to do up here really is a blast.
All right, man. And by the way, I said this earlier, but just to give you an idea, they actually have debuted 3 more rides this year. So that brings the number of attractions to about 18. So there's plenty of stuff to do, man. Plenty of things to get into for the kids. It's a lot of fun. Mike,
you and I are going to play a game called Drink the Beer.
Well, yes, we are, because it's hot and we need to cool off. We learned this today, and it's funny, man, because this show is ahead of the curve, right? We always talk about things that are either happening or going to happen. And we said it yesterday as we left the show. Paul Skeens deserves to be the starter in the All-Star game. Well, guess what, sports fans? He has been named the starter. And for me, this is a no-brainer because there are a lot of things that baseball's gotten wrong over the years, but they've gotten a few things right the last few years, one of them being the pitch clock, speeding the game up.
You talk about bigger bases. We've got more action on the base paths. This is another right decision, and this is not as significant because it doesn't affect the game like those other things I just mentioned. But Paul Skeens right now, Mike, is must see.
Right. Now, years ago when they ran out of pitchers, and that was on Joe Torre and Bob Melvin at the time, that's why then, you know, again, dumb move by the commissioner where the All-Star game would decide home field advantage in the World Series. Dumbest thing they've ever done.
This one counts.
This one is an exhibition, but it does play better than any other All-Star game in any of the major sports because they're still throwing 99-mile-an-hour fastballs and you still got to hit it. But Paul Skeens is, as John Fricke would say, the attraction.
Yes.
And you and I were talking, I brought this up to Grant yesterday, for guys under the age of 40, you might not remember Mark Fidrich. This guy was a stud. He talked to the baseball. He was almost like Bill Lee. Remember the spaceman? He's from Massachusetts too. But Mark Fidrich was the phenomenon who came on in 76 as a rookie. Same thing goes for Skeens. Of course, Skeens has the craziness being the number one pick in the amateur draft going right from LSU to the Pirates, basically. But he's the guy. This is the same argument why Caitlin Clark should be in the Olympics. You know, I know there's going to be someone's going to get snubbed, and yes, we always want to believe people are there on merit, but you are still trying to grow your sport. Baseball, to your point, never markets their stars.
No.
Or their stars either are an enigma. They either don't have a grasp of the language. It's not their first language, and they don't do a good enough job of, you know, grasping how they can cross over. Shohei Ohtani is probably the biggest star in baseball. Skeens is a guy that's must-see TV.
Yeah, I remember covering Ichiro, Mike, and Ichiro for years had an interpreter. Ichiro was one of the most exciting baseball players to ever play. But we all wondered, and I'm saying from a media standpoint, right, if Ichiro would have been able, when he made the transition to coming over here, to speak English just a little bit better, how much more he would have translated.
Right.
He played in the perfect place. He was in Seattle. It was great. He had a perfect spot, a landing spot. But I just think, to your point, with MLB, they see this rookie sensation in Paul Skeens, and there are smart enough people to say, hey, how do we grow the game? Listen, some people are not going to tune in at this All-Star game, but I tell you what, if we start this kid,
right,
he strikes out the side, he's throwing 100, 102, and all of a sudden he becomes this conversation,
right,
it's going to bring more people back. So this is a smart decision by baseball. Obviously, the manager of the D-backs made this decision, but I don't think he made it alone, Mike. I think this was a comprehensive decision by a lot of people who said, okay, let's do what's right for the game.
Look, and if somebody from Rob Manfred's office leaned on Torey Lovullo,
yes,
so be it. I mean, as we said, we just laid it out for you. You have a connection, you know, with athletes, and whether it's kids playing the video game or it's MLB The Show or whatever, I want to be Skeens. I want to be out there throwing that 100-mile-an-hour cheese.
Mike, this kid, he's 23, right? 6-0. We just talked about he got pulled after striking out 11 on Thursday against Milwaukee and had a no-hitter going.
Right.
And his ERA, we've been talking about Ronaldo Lopez, and we'll get to the Braves in just a second. We're live at Lake Lanier, guys, hanging out for day three of our summer games. But this kid is 6-0 with a 1.9 ERA. His ERA is under 2. Not only is he pitching and throwing heat,
right,
this kid is like showing you, I'm winning games. I'm affecting games.
He's done a lot in a very small sample size. And, you know, you and I spoke about this a few weeks ago when we first brought up the idea of Skeens being on the All-Star team. Now, Yasiel Puig, the Dodgers called him up in mid-May, and he went on fire. I didn't think there was enough of Yasiel Puig for him to be on that All-Star team. He then made it in 2014.
I agree.
But this is a completely different deal. If you're going by merit, the stats bear this out. If you extrapolate this, had he started earlier, he'd be still to be doing the same thing because nobody's figured this kid out.
No, and if you're not familiar, here's the deal. This is not a small guy. He's 6'6", okay? Mike mentioned it. Dominated at LSU. He's got an interesting history, but first overall pick. And you talk about living up to the billing. This kid is doing it. So I'm excited to see the Midsummer Classic, Mike, now with him starting and seeing how this thing's going to be. Paul Skeens is a Pirate, by the way, for those of you who are not familiar. Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Follow Mike at Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 92.9, and follow the radio station at 92.9 The Game. Hey, we are brought to you this hour by the Man Cave Store. Visit themancavestore.com for all things this upcoming season. We will talk more about the Falcons along the way. Lots of NFL news kind of coming down the pipe as we get ready for the start of training camps here in less than about 10 days now as we continue to count down. And coming up in less than 10 minutes, we're going to talk to our buddy Brian McFadden. He does a great podcast called All Things Covered. He was a corner in the league, two-time Super Bowl champion, and he's a CBS NFL analyst. As we mentioned to Andy and Randy, and it's out there on YouTube if you want to check it out, but we'll ask him about it. He did a nice one-on-one kind of let's go behind the scenes piece with the wide receiver from Florida State, Mike. And I know, you know, right. B-Mac's a Florida State dude, but I thought this was something I wanted to see because people are interested in what this kid's going to be up there in Buffalo.
Right. And Keon Coleman's funny because remember he had the comments, everyone's going bananas, going, yeah, man, George ain't nothing. I was like, well, let's walk that back.
If we would have been healthy?
Yes. And if we'd been motivated, yes. And the quarterback had been there, and it, again, had not got screwed by the college football playoff committee, then they – but again – you still, when you get beat the way Georgia beat Florida State, you can't say anything.
No.
But I do appreciate his exuberance and his swag, as misplaced as it may have been in that argument. But we'll see what Brian has to say, because big shoes to fill with you know, with Dez going down there to wide receiver from the Buffalo now with Houston.
Oh yeah, Stephon Diggs.
Stephon Diggs. I was going to call him Dez Bryant. That's years ago. But Stephon Diggs moving down to H-Town. So that's what you're looking for, because you and I have said it, as they retool in some key positions, can Buffalo still maintain? I thought they missed a huge opportunity by finally getting Kansas City in their house. Of course, as we know, Stephon Diggs dropped a huge pass, may have changed the complexion of that football game, but he did, and they didn't win.
No.
But they still have Josh, and see if he can create some chemistry with Keon Campbell.
I think too, Mike, again, I don't think Buffalo's going to fall off. I just think if they're not the best team in that division, right, we expect the Jets to take a jump, but also, you know, Miami. To me, it's those three teams, right. And I just need to see where the cream is going to rise.
It just seems like everybody wanted to blame Vic Fangio, but it was the offense that went down the tubes. They are not good against teams with a winning record. That's why it's funny, I get two people that always get on me on the text line, Florida State fans and Dolphins fans, because I don't necessarily believe in their back. You know, I want to see them sustain it. I want to see them beat some really good teams. Florida State got screwed last year, different argument. But Miami, Carl, they wilted last year in my mind the last 3 weeks.
No, no doubt about it. So we'll talk to B-Mac coming up. Real quick, last night, we didn't win the series. It was, you know, a tie, 2-2. It was a four-set game set. But Arizona wins 1-0, Mike. Mm. And what I thought was, again, a well-pitched game, obviously, but you know, what we've been talking about all season came back to bite us, man. Five hits, no runs?
Yeah, and I got to tell you, it's just when I know we've said, how many times have you and I come to work, whether it's Monday or Friday, and say, hey, I thought we turned the corner.
Yep.
No, we haven't turned a corner. We kind of took a step back. Now, I got to say this, the dude that was dealing, it was Brandon Fat. It was like Rick Camel. It was fat. It was dope. But this dude, you know, I mean, he's got his ERA is under 4, but it's not like he went up against Nolan Ryan yesterday.
Right.
But the guy, you know, he had 4 strikeouts, 3 hits. But the Braves, the big story last night, and it's happened a lot. And we've talked about, you know, leaving guys on base. And last night, but still, there's only 6. It wasn't like they, you know, they've had worse nights. They just couldn't seem to figure things out at the plate. And, again, how many times? A lot in this series. Twice in this series, Kelnick and Albies go 0-7. Arcia 1-2. Murph was 0-3. Rosario 0-3. Duvall 0-4 after the heroics 2 nights ago. Matt Olson 0-4.
That's the problem.
The boys you need to hit weren't hit.
All right, guys, coming up, B-Mac, we're going to talk some football. We get ready for camp 24. And by the way, 24, 25th, 26th, Mike and I will be at Hooters doing the show up there in Buford.
Are you telling me we're coming back here?
Oh.
I'm getting a house up here, because you know why? You know why?
Why?
Gwinnett is popping. Gwinnett is popping.
It's Dukes and Bell live at Lake Lanier.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
game.
It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are live at Fins Up Water Park. You're going, Dukes and Bell, where's that? Margaritaville.
Yeah, buddy.
It's what was known as Margaritaville at Lake Lanier Islands. We were at Paradise Cantina on the patio, which is cool, and we're overlooking the beach area here. We can see the cornhole area, but I guess that's what you could call it,
the
Mike.
The cornhole pit.
Yeah, that's a good call. There you go. Because there is one, two, three. There's three separate areas there where you could play, and that's where our matches will go down today as summer games continue. Day
four,
three.
Men enter, two men leave.
Yeah, and your team changes a little bit today. So does mine. I've got Dylan, Dylan, and Joe, and you got Day-Day and Garrett today.
I thought it was a great point from Andy and Randy. You went with guys that aren't married with kids that can focus on this and really get down to the matter at hand. My guys, maybe too many distractions, Carl. And plus, much like the Falcons in 1998 when Dan Reeves had the family staying with the players, too many distractions.
That's true. It's true. My team, not so much. We'll see how it shakes out today. Let's talk to our man, Brian McFadden. All Things Covered is the podcast. It's terrific. And he is a CBS NFL analyst. B, let's start with what we saw from you yesterday. And we're telling our audience they can go check it out as well. It's on YouTube. But a great interview, great session. I know you spent a lot of time with Keon Coleman. Tell us what you learned, man, because this is a guy that's the, you know, first pick for the Bills out of Florida State. I said to Mike, I think he's going to be Josh Allen's number one option. What did you learn from this kid?
I learned that he's super smart. His football IQ is really, really impressive. I mean, when you look at his athletic side of things, when it comes to his physical nature, his measurables, he has everything you would want your wide receiver to have. But just being able to talk ball with him, he really impressed me with his knowledge of the route concepts from a wide receiver side of things, not to mention where he fits in certain dynamics of certain plays from the quarterback, and just being able to put himself in positions to be successful. You know, when you look at some, you know, rookie wide receivers going into the National Football League, they rely so much on their physical skill set. But for Keon, he has both, and I was really blown away with how much he knows when it comes to the cerebral part, and I believe he's going to have a successful year.
The dude made some big-time catches. We talk all the time about Florida State. Just being down there, watching him move the chains, making the tough catches. You know, the catch radius is the phrase that's used. We talked earlier with Randy Mack. His speed, would you compare it to what we have with Drake London? Not elite speed, but good enough NFL speed.
Yeah, that's a great, great comparison, Mike. And you talk about Drake London. He's not known to be a burner, but he creates separation. And guys like Drake London, Keon Coleman, they understand body movement and they understand angles. And that's why they're able to be successful more than none when they're running these routes against smaller, faster, quicker defensive backs, because they can utilize their body to create separation and manipulate sometimes the coverage from the guys that's covering them. So that's a great comparison. And you talk about a thing that I like about Keon also. He's a former hooper. You know what I mean? So he understands that he knows how to attack the ball at his highest points. And those are some of the outstanding, entertaining highlights that we saw a year ago when he was down in Tallahassee playing with the Seminoles.
Yeah, no doubt. I can't wait to see what he looks like. I think the Bills just said, you know what, with Stephon Diggs, who I still think is a great player, but, hey, we need to move on and we can do this in a different way. And to pick him, you know, first in the first round was a big deal. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And I know you gave him some Florida State love. I already know that, so who knows?
Oh, you already know. You already know what we're doing, man. We got a nice little factory coming out of Tallahassee. This year might even be more from what we saw a year ago.
Wow. All right. Well, let's talk about some other things that are going on around the league, man, as we get ready for the start of training camp. By the way, what was your approach when you were in the league? Like, how did you approach training camp? Because it is a grind, right? And I mean, and then you got to look at the season. Everybody wants to try to stay healthy, man. You don't want to overdo it. We know Bijan Robinson, you know, was set back a little bit from kind of overworking himself. What was your approach, by the way?
You know what? I had two different approaches in my professional career. My first approach was I was more of a loner getting ready for training camp. I trained a little bit more by myself in South Florida. I was attacking the beach. I was on the beach running barefoot, doing drills, trying to, you know, master our conditioning test. And I realized when I first got to camp my rookie year and I went through training camp, the conditioning test pretty much laid me down. That's when I realized, Mac, I got to do something different. I got to do something different the off season. And what I did was I once we got through my rookie campaign, guys, I asked some of the veterans, like, yo, what's going to be your offseason regimen? Where you're training, who you're training with? Because I saw how easy it was for those guys, not just throughout training camp, but throughout the entire season. So I was like, man, whatever they did, I need to do also so I can be in better condition moving forward. So I started to train with other guys. Nowadays, when you look at how the offseason regimen is structured and how easy training camp is compared to how it was when I was there, I mean, yeah, you got to understand and know when to put in overdrive and know when to kind of scale it back a little bit. And for me, I would kind of scale it back knowing that I had maybe a week and a half or two to report to camp, because most importantly, you don't want to go into camp with some type of ailment. So you want to make sure you're conditioned, you're feeling good, and you want to also make sure you're super fresh to be able to attack this upcoming camp, to be able to put forth your best effort.
Two-time Super Bowl winner Bryant McFadden with us, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Duke Sabel live from Lake Lanier Islands at Margaritaville. We spent a lot of time last week about free agents, guys that are still out there for the cornerback room. We got into the numbers this week, Bryant, about
how the
front four or five helps the back end. Pass rush. All the teams that have great pass rush seem to really have a lot of interceptions. No coincidence, right?
No. You know what? It's great that you mentioned that, because I remember when I was with the Steelers and Dick LeBeau used to always keep us in the loop when it comes to the stats. You know, what defenses are doing what. And we always wanted to be in the top echelon in the National Football League. But one thing he always emphasized, when you look at teams that create a lot of turnovers, 9 times out of 10, guys, they're putting pressure on opposing quarterbacks. And it's not always about sacking quarterbacks. We know that's the most notable stat, sacks. But pressures are just as important as sacks, because that pressure forces the quarterback to throw the football when they're not ready to, and 9 times out of 10, that provides an incompletion. So, yes, when you talk about trying to improve the secondary here in Atlanta, the best way to do so is to be able to get guys that can go hunt the quarterback. Find a way to go get home in the backfield to put these quarterbacks in uncomfortable positions for 4 quarters, because if they're in that spot, they're going to be rushed to throw the football, and now you just got to have the guys in the secondary to catch it.
I want to get your thoughts, B, on former NFL DC Monty Kiffin. He passed away yesterday. Mike and I talked a little bit about it at the end of the show. 84 years old. But you talk about affecting the league. You know, obviously most people know him for the Tampa 2 during his tenure with Tampa Bay under Tony Dungy. He spent 13 seasons as a DC there. Just talk about his influence, man, in the league.
You know what, Carl, Mike? I'll go one step further. It's not just about Monty Kiffin's impact on the National Football League, but throughout football in totality. Think about this. When you go to Pop Warner Fields and watch Pop Warner defenses, they will have a Tampa 2 in their install defensively. Think about that. You know, talk about looking at the 9U and the 10U, you know, 11-year-olds and 12-year-olds, that's a generic coverage that they will have installed, the Tampa 2. And that's the name, Tampa 2. And then, of course, when you go to middle school football and high school football, that's a common defensive coverage that DCs utilize because of the impact that it had when Monty was running it there in Tampa. Think about what they used to do. They only rushed 4 guys. Consistently dropped everyone else in coverage in that 2 shell and just caused so much havoc that it created a new defensive coverage throughout football, not just the National Football League, but throughout football. Right now, try me. Go to a park and just listen to them talk defense. I'm willing to bet they got a Tampa 2 somewhere in their install. So when you talk about the impact, his impact will forever be felt in football. Not just the NFL, in football, because of his mindset being able to put something together that wasn't a hot common theme at that time, and he was overly successful in doing so.
It is Bryant McFadden, guys, talking some football on a Friday. Nowadays, for guys like Michael Penix Jr. in preseason, I know they don't really give you a lot of complex looks, but how difficult is it for a rookie quarterback? You know, they always tell you, at least they try to tell you on television, Bryant, if one safety's coming up, they'll try to disguise it. Okay, yep. He's in run support. How difficult is that for a quarterback to figure out what the secondary's doing?
Well, you know what? It shouldn't be super difficult calling, Mike, because you're going to get a generic look. You know, when we used to prepare in preseason ball, especially knowing that we were utilizing a lot of newcomers, you know, guys that were new to the defensive scheme and new to how we do things, most of the things they were getting was generic. So that's why you see so many – think about this, guys. That's why you see so many experienced veteran quarterbacks. They're usually successful in preseason because when they get into the ball game, they're going against twos and threes, and they get a generic style defenses. And you look at the numbers, you're like, wow, such and such look real good. Such and such, you know, he looks like he can be a player. And then, of course, once the regular season starts, you see something totally different than what you saw because you're getting more exotic looks. So for a guy like Michael Penix, man, just study, but just understand and know. You're going to get a lot of generic looks. You're not going to get a lot of exotic pressures because a lot of people don't like to show their hands in the preseason because they want to make sure whatever they showcase in the regular season, it's the first time it has been seen. And that has been the mindset for most defensive coordinators, and the same can be said for most OCs.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I know you guys are working on another episode. Tell people where they can find the podcast, All Things Covered.
Man, All Things Covered, man. YouTube channel, All Things Covered / YouTube. Definitely there where you can check us out. We just dropped the episode this past week with Brandon Jacobs, former New York Giants, two-time Super Bowl winning champion with the Giants, of course, you know, talking some ball. We got some big things coming up this week, man. I'm trying to finagle our schedule, man, because it's so much going on with camp getting ready, with college, with NFL. You know, we got SEC Media Days coming up. So I'm trying to figure out who is the next big-time guest that we'll have on as we get ready for the season. You know what? It could be Mike Bell and Carl Dukes. Those could be two good individuals to have on the pod with us, man.
Well, we'll come on there and talk some noise for sure. We'll do that.
Bring some heat. Again, if you need the perspective of a long snapper who never got it further than 11th grade, I'm your guy right here.
Oh, you want us to criticize somebody? We're good for that, too. Hey.
Coach Prime can't make it, we're there.
Yeah, no doubt. Exactly. B, real quick before we let you go, any word on Patrick Peterson, man? What's going on? Mike and I still looking at these corners.
We take him right now. Yeah.
What's going on?
Listen, man, he's still waiting, and his comments from the podcast – over a week ago really made national headlines because everybody was thinking the same thing that he asked me on the podcast. Why are there so many high-level veteran DBs still available? And you know, I shared with you guys my sentiments about that. It's more about the finances because if they were to sign one of those guys right now, you know, their entire salary is guaranteed. So a lot of organizations will try to weather the storm and try to get to week one and see what happens. And then after week one, if there's still a need, they go get the guy because their entire salary is not guaranteed. I mean, Justin Simmons is still available. Think about that. I mean, this was a guy who was a big-time pro. You know, pro bowler. I think he made an all-pro team at some point in time throughout his career in Denver. He's still available. Or Dory Jackson, you know, Stephon Gilmore, Pat P, Xavier Howard. Like, these are quality, experienced vets that still don't have a job right now. So it's crazy to see. And as you stated, no question, Atlanta, come on, Raheem. You need depth. You need experienced depth. And not to mention, get this. I did a stat. Pat had a okay year, not up to his Hall of Fame-like standard, but he had an okay year. But Pat P still had two more interceptions than all three top three guys for the Falcons that are slated to be the quarterback this year.
Brian, we literally said it yesterday, word for word, man. Plus, not to mention the way that Dwight Freeney came in 16, I think that's a good guy for the room and for the team.
Yeah.
Facts,
interesting
veterans,
stuff.
Guys that are selfless, they don't mind sharing the wealth, and they don't mind being a serviceable guy. It's not like these guys are coming in with a huge ego, like, I got to do X, Y, Z. No, these guys are trying to put their hand in the pile to try to hoist a sticky Lombardi and share high-level knowledge. You know what I mean? So we have to see how it plays out, but that's usually how it works when it comes to the financial side of things because, yes, teams want to win. You already know that. But guess what? They want to do so under their financial side, mindset. Like, yeah, we can go get this guy, but if we get him now, guys, guess what? If we want to cut bait in week eight, we still got to pay him. And veteran salaries a lot is different than rookie salaries. And last thing I say about this, guys, we have to remember, when you bring in a veteran like an Xavier Howard or Stephon Gilmore, you're only getting one player. And you might be like, Mac, what do you mean one player? Those guys don't play special teams. right? They don't they don't play special teams. They haven't played special teams in a long time because they've been starters. But if you get a younger guy, get two players in one. You get a guy that can help you on the defensive side, might not be at a in a high rate, but guess what? They also can contribute when it comes to the special team side of things as well. And those are things that teams monitor and they look at when it comes to veterans, younger players, the comparison, who do you go, which player, and also, too, knowing the salary. And if you get a veteran in, you only get in one guy.
It's a great point. B-Mac, thank you so much as always, man. Have a great weekend as we count down to the start of training camp. Appreciate you.
All right. Thank you for having me.
Last night, guys, she crushed you, and I didn't have any expectations. But now they're saying she might be the next star.
Oh,
find out who we're talking about coming up as we broadcast live from Lake Lanier. We're at Fins Up Water Park, which was currently or formerly known as Margaritaville. All right, this is where we are all day. It's day three of our summer games. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.